This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My first guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is an award-winning pastry chef who has traveled the world demonstrating her craft. Not only does she contribute to various worldwide publications, she's also appeared on TV shows like Everyday Gourmet and MasterChef. For the first time in the Joy Studios, welcome pastry chef Kristen Timberwolf. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Firstly, MasterChef, they quoted you as the Queen of Chocolate.
Yes.
Which is an amazing honour. When did you start getting into chocolate? What made you get into this wonderful chocolate?
I actually won a scholarship when I was quite young to work in France and Belgium. And that was sort of my introduction to chocolate, because chocolate wasn't big. This is a very long time ago. Chocolate wasn't big here in Australia then.
Yeah.
And that sort of instilled a passion in me that has grown and grown over the years.
When you are a pastry chef, do you ever get sick of eating chocolate? Just can't do this anymore.
Sometimes you do. I think everybody has a saturation point when we talk about sugar. But because we run a school, we do different things constantly. So that's a hazard of the job, because we always create different things and there's always something interesting and exciting to taste. So the average weight gain for our staff is about 11 kilograms per person.
Oh, my God. I guess we should also ask, what's your favourite type of chocolate?
I think that you can't actually pick, because it depends on the application or what you're eating or what time of day. Sometimes I like a really beautiful, rich, dark chocolate, you know, in the afternoon or evening. And in the mornings, I probably eat something a little bit sweeter.
Now, you've been all over the world. You've won various awards. You've been a judge all over the world as well. How do we compare as pastry chefs here in Australia compared to overseas?
We're really good. We're really highly regarded. And in international competitions, we're quite often on the podium. So Australia in the recent World Chocolate Masters, we came third.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So, yeah, we're really up there, I think. People in Australia probably don't think that. But in terms of the other pastry chefs around the world, yeah, they do have a lot of regard for us.
What are the major differences between the countries? I mean, compared to Australia and, say, the UK and the US?
We are very different, and I guess we're unique because we don't have any history in food, or not a very strong history in food. But I think that's a great thing, because it leaves us very open to new concepts, ideas, and also our consumers that we're catering for don't say, you know, I really need to have that and that's a tradition and I'm not moving or changing the type of cake that I buy. So we're quite open in terms of what we can create here, and the public are quite open, consumers, as to what they want to buy and taste.
You're the director of Save Your Chocolate and Patisserie School. I guess, what characteristics are required for a good pastry chef?
You have to be very determined and be willing to work hard and absolutely love and adore what you do, because it's not always great hours. The pay's not always fantastic. But if you're passionate and you're artistic and you love what you do, I think you could be very successful.
And speaking of which, because you've been on TV shows like MasterChef, for example, and shows like My Kitchen Rules have obviously showcased, I guess, food to a wider audience. And now we've got the Lifestyle Food Channel. We've got all these amazing cooking shows, which is only great for the industry, right?
Oh, fantastic. Since those shows started, it's been brilliant, because people have got a passion for food and cooking, and they want to cook and they want to satisfy and please other people. So it's brilliant.
Now, the Cake, Bake and Sweet Show is on this weekend. First time in Melbourne. Now, overseas guests and celebrity chefs appearing. Who's in for the festival this weekend?
Well, we've got the Cake Boss, who...
Oh, he's great.
He's fantastic, yeah. Buddy. We've got Adriano he's fantastic. He's a great demonstrator. I'm demonstrating on the All-Star Theatre. Then we've got people like Pierrick Boyer. We've got Tim Clark. We've got Anna Polavu. So some of Australia's most talented pastry chefs, as well as a mix there of international guests as well. So it's a fantastic forum, and you don't pay. To actually view the demonstrations. Normally you pay to get in and then pay for the demonstrations as well, but it's all included, which is great.
Now, for yourself, you are attempting the world record attempt this weekend. a bouquet of flowers made of chocolate. Now, this is going to be huge. It's got to weigh more than 100 kilos. Is that right?
Yes. So the requirement is it's a new record that Guinness have created just for us because what we wanted to do didn't fit into a current category.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be over 100 kilos. We're trying to exceed that as much as we can so that it's difficult for somebody to beat us. But for an example, some of the flowers for one individual flower has taken us 8 hours to create.
Wow. And you guys also have to weigh each flower as it goes on, is that right?
Each flower has to be weighed, yep. So we've got an independent professional that's approved by Guinness to actually weigh each flower prior to being it added to the bouquet.
Have you sort of thought of how long it's going to take you guys to do this weekend?
Well, we've pre-made all the flowers, so we're allowed to do that.
Okay.
The nightmare was transporting them, which we did last night.
Yeah.
So we drove very slowly. So I apologise, Melbourne, if you were stuck behind us. We drove very slowly to transport all the flowers, and they were like little babies. They all got there safely. So now it's a matter of arranging the display. And we look to be finished. It's very hard to say, maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday, we'll be finished the finished bouquet.
What we all want to know, Kristen, is who eats it afterwards.
You know, at that point, I don't really care.
Does anyone just dig in and just help themselves?
Oh, probably after we've actually finished the show, but yeah. There's no way I'm transporting those flowers back to Brunswick to the school because of the time involved in actually creating each flower, and it's so stressful. So I'm quite happy for people to eat as much
kind of
as
like
they
a
want.
Willy Wonka moment, just sort of pick yourself up.
Yeah.
Now, so there's a lot of interaction this weekend as well, some classes, and people can actually decorate some cakes and muffins and cupcakes and take them home with them.
Yeah, there's so much different activities. I think this is one of the few shows that when you get in there, you could spend days. Yeah, absolutely. There's a wedding chapel made out of cake, I believe, that a couple are getting married in.
Oh, wow.
But there's also stall holders there, some of the best chocolate and cake manufacturers in Melbourne. You can purchase cake decorating equipment. Yeah, there's so much going on.
And, of course, there's also some book signings as well for Andrea Zambo and the guy from Cake Boss.
Yes, and I'm doing a book signing as well, so I've got my own book. Yeah, so after our demonstrations, there's a book signing area, so we go straight there. So you can meet your favourite pastry chef, have your photo taken, get your book signed. So bring your own book in.
Yeah, of course.
If you've got one already.
Now, speaking of which, what's coming up for yourself for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, we have got a little bit of TV lined up, but I'm actually doing my second book, so I'm starting to work on that
okay,
at the moment.
What's that about?
It's a chocolate book, so it's okay. A dedicated chocolate book, very decadent but easy to follow recipes. So we're working on that, which we have to test all the recipes, so lots of tasting.
What's the secret for a good cookbook? Because there's so many out there and people get, I guess, a bit bombarded. So what would stand out for your book, do you think?
I think the images have to make you want to lick the page.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to
sniff and lick.
Yes. You need to want to eat the product when you see the image to encourage you to make it. So for me, the photographs are really important and the recipe needs to be really detailed so you have no trouble following it all at all.
Now, the Cake, Bake and Sweet Show starts today through to Sunday at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. Check out Kristen's world record attempt at that bouquet of flowers this weekend as well. For more information and to book tickets for the event, just head on to cakebakeandsweets.com and plenty of pics on Facebook and Instagram as well. Thank you for coming in this morning, Kristen.
That's my pleasure.
And good luck for that amazing attempt. It's going to be incredible. So I'm going to try and get down there on Saturday and see what you guys...
Yeah, come down and say hello and have a look at it.
I'm at Pinch of Flower.
Yeah, it's very long, nearly 8 metres in length.
You're on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.